Man.
Is it free? Is it free for anybody that wants to come out to the Tea Party?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Victorian Square
and
tonight.
There'll be interesting speakers. And as they go across the country, and it takes them a month and a half, I think, maybe, and they hit major cities all along the way. I saw the map this time. It's West Coast to East Coast and then down to the South. There'll be different speakers at different events. The bigger cities will likely get people like Perry and Bachman and whatnot, but sure. It's an exciting event.
Very exciting. Just go. Get informed. Be informed.
Even if you're on the other side and you don't like the Tea Party, go see what it's about. How can you hate things that you've never been to or know anything about? Go
give it a chance.
Take a
open
look at
up.
It.
Yeah. Right. Get in there and get involved and get some information.
Yeah, and buy Sharon's book. She'll be there.
Oh, promoting Sharon here.
The Right Angle.
The Right Angle. She needs to do a radio show.
Well, yeah, we're talking about that.
Oh, I think that would be excellent.
Yeah, people would get to know her better. Together. Yes. You know, she tells me she's almost the keynote speaker of the Tea Party Express because everywhere else in the country, she's pretty big time. But here, like the Bible says, you're not a prophet in your own hometown. Here she's probably held in less esteem than she is in most of the rest of the country because she's been the David against the Goliath of Harry Reid.
A school teacher fighting big government.
Yeah, we had her on the show.
The most vociferous critics of Sarah Palin are from her hometown. I mean, so it's the same thing
there. So it works, yeah.
What do you think that's
true? There's one woman up there that just despises her, lives in her hometown.
What is the psychology behind that, not supporting someone from your own...
Well, you know, but back in biblical, Jesus said that, too. He just said he couldn't do anything in his hometown because he was just a carpenter's son.
Well, they know too much about you, I think. It's hard to change in your own town. It's like hard to change your own parents. They won't let you change. You know, you tell your mom, I've changed. No, you haven't. I know you better than yourself. You haven't changed.
To your parents, you're still always that way. Your pants.
I know. You're still sucking your thumb? What are you doing over there? No, Mom, I'm 42 now.
Comb your hair.
Well,
if you go to a seminar here and it's a guy from Reno, it's so-so. But if it's a guy from New York City, just automatically he has
slicker.
More credibility.
Yeah,
he's out of town.
Wow. Crazy people, aren't we?
Well, if you see me there today, Steve, I want to meet Sharon Angles.
Well, I think you should go
up there.
Oh, you weren't here when we interviewed her?
No,
yeah, we had her on Broadview. And
man.
I was so impressed with her because they just ripped her apart in the media. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really had made her out like a, you know, the school teacher that she is, but with no brains. You know, and she is so articulate.
She is, yeah. They always
such
take
a kind woman.
They take the sound bites and do what they do with sound bites. Yeah.
She started out doing it because she couldn't homeschool her own children. She had to fight that. So she started seeing some other laws that are not constitutional, and she began to think she could make a change, and she's still out there doing it.
She is, yeah. She has a super PAC where she's trying to raise money to help candidates to get rid of Harry and other objectives, and that's what she's going to talk about today at the Tea Party, is what the objectives of her PAC are going forward.
And what I like about her, she doesn't get in the mudslinging. She does state facts. Yes, she does, as she knows them.
She leaves that to people like me.
Yeah, right? She doesn't start turning up rocks and stuff, right, you know.
In her book, Right Angle, she backs up with a very voluminous appendix.
Voluminous. Voluminous.
Yeah. Wow, nice word.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Yeah. I try to word one. I read the dictionary and I'm up to the V's right now.
Whoa.
I'm almost
You've
done.
You've gotten far, yeah.
I'm almost done. Yeah. Well, I started at the back.
So what were you going to say?
She backs up all of the things that she says in her book with lots of notes, so you can check out her quotes.
Right, right.
So forth.
You can see the way her train of thought, and it's always for the people. For the people, by the people. In spite of the people.
So what happened in that? Okay, let's not go back over the election. All right?
No.
Can't figure out how she was leading in the polls and lost.
Well, that's pretty easy to see when you've got politicians supporting the other side.
But I think the one great hope that we may have is the Tea Party in Congress that is trying to keep us from spending our way into oblivion.
If nothing else, they're helping us put the skids on. They're helping us get a grip. They're helping us see things for what they truly are and how far out of line it's gotten.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. All right, we're going to take a break. We didn't get to our Laugh Lounge, but Wayne is here. He's got Will Durst coming in, and I can't wait to talk to him. So be right back on Broadview. Don't go away.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
You can save money on the things you buy, from an oil change to a pizza pie at 10RenoCoupons.com. Just go to the web and sign on up at 10RenoCoupons.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. Void where prohibited by law. See site for rules. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Tune in to the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday. This week, we'll be talking to Brian Bowles, Compliance Enforcement, Nevada DMV. Steve Burns of Gilson Auto Body. Art Ona with MetLife Auto and Home. Devin from Mr. Hubcap Wheel and Tire. Don Virgillo with Batteries Plus. Steve Winterode of Hose and Fittings, etc. And Ryan from Reno Rensport will be taking your calls during our Ask the Expert Mechanics Corner. Don't miss the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. We're switching microphones and things, getting us all lined up here because we have Will Durst with us today. Hey, Will.
Hey, lady. Happy afternoon.
God, I know. I was excited when I heard you were coming.
Oh, Peshaw, the honor is mine.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Indeed.
Now, tell me this word. We were talking about it earlier. Political satirist. Satirist?
Nah, I just...
What is it?
I tell jokes to drunks and bars. That's my...
Well, now that I understand. Well, with a political flair. We've been talking politics here for the first part of the show.
Yeah, my dad read 3 newspapers a day, and my stepdad did. So I grew up thinking everybody read newspapers, you know. And and I also grew up in the crucible, the Vietnam War, so I was one of those.
So you have some background.
And stuff. Yeah, and you had to be political back then.
But were you political against government, smoking pot, doing the rallies, or were you just
paranoid?
I try.
Yeah, I get paranoid. I just think of all the stuff that I'm not doing instead of the fun that I'm having.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, I should be writing now. You know, stuff like that.
Instead of sitting here staring at the flower.
Yeah. Or whatever people do. But you know what I miss about smoking pot is I miss the ritualization and the socialization.
Yeah, rolling it up. Here you go.
Yeah,
pass it on.
The towel under the door.
And then everybody forgets who gets it next. I remember those days.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
you go back that far. So you go back with politics. Who's your favorite political figure, let's say?
Oh, they're all so good.
Who do you pick on?
You know, I have the best writers in the business. I have 535 members of Congress, 9 members of the Supreme Court.
Yes, you got plenty, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of targets.
Yeah, they keep writing it. Obama is good.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah. You got
not as good as Bush, because Bush, you know, he would talk, and because he had that kind of disjointed syntax, and it was rip and read with Bush. You know, I mean, he was the guy who said, "I think we can all agree the past is over."
We agree on that.
But Obama keeps saying passionate things, but he says them very dispassionately. So you can't even tell. You know, you need Robert Gibbs' as press secretary. Oh, no, he was angry. Yeah. Well, how could you tell? Oh, his jaw was clenched. He might have had some tofu stuck in his bridge work. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. Great material, huh? Do you think you're going to have an opportunity to get some more?
Yes. Because
he's going to make it? Is he going to be president again, do you think?
I don't know. It's impossible to tell. I mean, at this point in the year, 1990, in the 1992 election cycle, nobody knew who Bill Clinton was,
right?
Much less the fact that he was going to beat George Bush in his reelection. So much stuff happens. I mean, 76,
crazy.
78, you know, 78 and 80 when Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter. You know, I mean, Jimmy Carter wanted Ronald Reagan to be his opponent. He actually maneuvered.
Set it up, didn't he?
Yeah, he was hoist on his own petard.
Isn't that crazy? Kind of like Bush and Cheney. He was pulling those strings, too.
You know, Cheney had a 6th heart attack, and he still lives.
And he's got a new book out.
This guy is so evil, hell keeps spitting him back.
He's got a new book out, and he is picking on everybody.
He's going on a book tour.
I already heard.
Should be doing it from a jail cell.
I know, and he probably will be soon after all this gets out. If not, he's probably going to be popped off by one of George Bush's men. He is saying how he took the reins on 9/11 because Bush was out of the country. So he took over.
Yeah.
Oh, the book. Yeah,
he's trying to sell a book. What else?
It's going
to
be very controversial. Hey, you know what we should do real quick?
He actually was sitting in the back like this. Oh my God.
What should we do is give away some tickets real quick. Don't laugh at him, please. Do not humor
no,
her.
No, I'm going to answer it. I think it's really good.
823-1920, if you'd like to go to Pioneer Underground tonight. What do you think, Will, of that little intimate theater down there? Is that like old days when you did the
gorgeous.
Back alley?
Have you been to the Pioneer Underground?
Oh, yeah, love it,
oh,
love it.
Oh, man, that space is beautiful.
It is.
They got those big, comfortable theater seats
mm-hmm.
in there.
And they rock.
And the audience is raked instead of the stage being high. The stage is on the floor, so
yeah,
the
do.
Audience is raised.
Do
so
you feel looked down
everybody
on?
Can see. Yeah, they all look down
on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will Durst, you're so funny. I can't believe you're here. It's going to be a great night tonight. Two shows, eight and ten.
Comedy for people who read or know someone who does.
Oh, gosh. Now, yeah. That's going to count out a lot of reading.
I know.
I'm not even kidding. 823-1920. If you'd like to be Wayne's guest, you should go over there and check it out. It's going to be a hilarious night. Do you have a R-rated show? For 10 o'clock?
You know what? I'll probably say, I'll swear more, but it'll be the same
The
material.
S word, and the drop the F bomb every now and then?
Because I'm pretty clean. You know, because I do a lot of corporate stuff.
Oh,
so
you've gotten in the habit of clean stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do any impersonations? Let's hear something.
Oh,
no,
put you on the spot.
I don't do any impersonations.
Just
I
Will
do one-liners. I do, like Rick Perry, I have a joke about him. He shot a coyote while jogging. Who carries a gun while jogging?
Seriously.
I mean, you really got to worry when you play tennis with this guy that there might be a bayonet in his racket handle.
Especially if you're looking at one of his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be dead roadkill.
This is Nevada. We all jog with guns. What do you?
You didn't know that?
Yeah. You don't jog in this heat. Yeah, what is he doing jogging in the heat, man? They haven't had a day under. Of course, that was last August.
No, it's this year, too, man. Man, Texas is hot.
And why would you need to shoot a coyote anyway? They don't exactly attack. They just run away.
They will attack your animals.
He was worried about his daughter's dog.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was a 380 Ruger with hollow points.
He was putting that animal down.
What's he take when he goes hunting? You know, a